The respective verse today we will learn about a great personality in the history of Islam, Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, a great scholar of his time and Imam of Maliki school of thought, Sayyidina Imam Malik bin Anas rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. He alayhi rahmah was born in 93 Hijri in Medina in Munawwara and passed away on 14th Rabi'ul Awwal 179 Hijri. He was in fact a great scholar. At the same time, he was true devotee of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Once, Khalifa Abu Ja'far Mansur raised his voice while having conversation with Sayyidina Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi in blessed Masjid Nabawi. Sayyidina Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, presenting him the call towards righteousness, "Oh, Amir al-Mu'mineen, do not raise your voice in this masjid, because teaching respect to a group, Allah Azza wa Jal has stated, 'Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawtin nabi.' O believers, do not raise your voice higher than the voice of this conveyor of unseen Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam." Praising the other group, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has stated, "Innal ladhina yaghudduna aswatahum 'inda Rasulillah." Indeed, those who lower their voices in the august court of Allah's Messenger. And condemning a nation, Allah Almighty has stated, "Indeed, those who call you from outside your private rooms." Sayyidina Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi then said, "The respect and reverence for the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is absolutely the same as was in his apparent life." Having heard this, Abu Ja'far kept quiet. Khalifa Abu Ja'far then asked Sayyidina Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, "O Abu Abdullah, should I make dua facing Qibla or facing the blessed Rawda of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam?" Sayyidina Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, "Why do you turn your face away from the blessed shrine of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? On the judgment day, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the wasila for you and your father Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam in the court of Allah Almighty. Turning your face towards the blessed shrine of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you beg for intercession from him, then Allah azza wa jal will accept his intercession." Subhanallah. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, this was the aqidah and belief of Sayyidina Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala, a true devotee of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So today, if you want to learn the respect of Masjid Nabawi, if you want to learn the respect of the court of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, if you want to learn the true love of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, then it is better to learn from such great imams, such great pious predecessors, and those great imams of their time who were closer to the time of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They are the true great role models for us to learn our aqidah and our beliefs. And alhamdulillah, we have learned true Ishq-e Mustafa from the life of Sayyidina Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. His blessed grave is in Jannatul Baqi. His book, Mawta Imam Malik, is one of the oldest and famous collections of ahadith. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala shower countless blessings upon Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh and forgive us for his sake. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.